Top 5 Face Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face Off, the official world ranking of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Today we are ranking TV cartoon villains.
Coming right up after this.
Squirrel and Hurst. It's the Top 5 Face-Off. Actual facts. It's the Top 5 Face-Off. The facts are exact. Top 5 Face-Off. Top 5 Face-Off. Official world ranking. What's next? You decide.
Good afternoon, rankers. As ever, we will be kicking off with a nod to the weather, some classic British small talk. I'm pleased to say that it has been reasonably pleasant. I'm seeing out the window right now, blue skies. It's mild compared to where it's been. It's not raining. It's not windy. I've just been out with the dogs. And what it means to me is that spring is on the way. And spring means planting new flowers, getting the garden ready, and leading into summer, which is clearly in the top five of the seasons. So, Squirrel, what's been going on, mate?
Yeah, I had to wear my sunglasses yesterday. That's how sunny it's been getting. So I'm very pleased about that. What's been going on? Strangely, my child will be driving a car soon, so I've been looking at buying cars for a new driver.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
That, you remember that small child I have?
Isn't he only 12?
Yes, exactly that. No, sadly, he will be 17 soon, and
That's terrifying.
So I've been looking at proper shit boxes that are within budget, which isn't a lot, and possible to insure for a young person, which narrows it down to about 4 makes of car. He's going to get a Peugeot shit heap or something.
First car needs to be a shit heap, though.
First car absolutely needs to be a shit heap, because you're just going to bend it backwards into a ditch, right? That's what first cars are for. What was your first car?
Fiesta. 1.4 gear.
Ooh, gear?
Not a new one, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
But it was a 1.4 gear, and for a Fiesta, that had some serious grunt compared to my friends in their 1.0 or 900cc Panda.
Yeah.
Other than that, top quality stuff.
I had a 1.3 Austin Maestro. It was an A-Reg, which I think is 84. It was £300.
Wowza.
And the speakers I put in the boot cost more than that.
Nice.
Yeah, I broke the subframe on that going over a humpback bridge too fast. Oops.
I mean, this probably spits off into things that grip your shit, I'm guessing. But also into I'm getting old. So, like, where do you want to go with that?
We're everywhere. Well, I'll tell you what's been gripping my shit before you tell us what makes you old. And it might not. This is something that has been kind of talked about for ages, and it's to do with driving and the child driving. And it's coming back round again. They're having another discussion about the fact that when you first pass your test, they're thinking of only allowing you to drive on your own for the first X number of months, right? So you can't take any passengers. I get it because accidents and fewer people to hurt. But my child owes me like 1,000 lifts. And if he can't pick me up from the pub when he's passed his driving test at 2 a.m, I'm going to be fucking livid. I tell you that for free.
Wow.
So that's got the potential to really grip my shit. At the moment, it's mild shit grippery.
That is preemptive shit gripping. But I can see how it would cause you some considerable shit wrangling. That's pretty annoying. But also, I suspect the fact that your child's old enough to drive is probably making you feel quite old right now.
I'm looking at me on a monitor so I can see me. So that's it's obvious old. So I'm accepting that. I've also gone fully bald now. I've just given up trying.
Well, we both have delightful light blonde beards going on at the minute.
Oh, yes.
So that's nice.
Again, excellent, excellent podcast chat. This is what things look like. Look at us,
yeah, descriptive
listeners. Yeah,
audio
right.
Description. Hey, movies have audio descriptions for their blind audience.
So does porn. Did you know that?
Does it?
It really does.
Fantastic.
There's porn with audio description. I've never seen it, but I bet it's hilarious.
Oh, I bet it is. But yes, so I think, yeah, the audio description of our salt and pepper / light blonde beards is, you know, it's great bands. People love that, I think. that's going to gain us a lot of listeners. But importantly, that is not what's making me feel old at the moment, although it is beautifully related. I was at the barber a week ago, and in my 30s, I found a piece of advice for myself, which was, if someone asks you if you want your eyebrows done, the answer is obviously yes. Because if they've had to ask, your eyebrows need doing. And this was a bit of a revelation in my 30s. I was thinking, crap, I never got asked this in my 20s. And I'd have a little look from time to time. And you get the rogue eyebrows that are making a break for it, for, you know, in preparation for when you're older. And they've all got to do that.
As a gentleman that doesn't go to the barber, what does done mean? What do they do?
They just run the buzzer over your eyebrows so that they're all of a universal length.
Oh, really?
If you haven't got eyebrows making a break for it, then fair play. My eyebrows, I usually have two or three rogue hairs on each eyebrow. I'll look and suddenly they're twice as long than the others. And I don't know why or how, but I think it is part of, you see old men and their big eyebrows. And I think it starts in your 30s and it's just, you've got to keep on top of that. Or maybe the barber's cut it once and then after that, it just got worse and worse. But anyway, the principle was, someone says to you, do you want your eyebrows done at the barber? The answer is, of course, yes. I've been living with this for probably 14, 15 years now. I'm quite comfortable with it. So when I was in the barbers last week and they said, do you want your eyebrows done? I was like, absolutely. Yeah, pretty comfortable with that. And they said, do you want your ears waxed as well?
Oh. What the fuck?
The devastation. It's like, what? Have I got hairy ears? It's like, how is old age creeping up on me in all these little secret places?
Ah, excellent small talk, my friend. I reckon we've relaxed the rankers and they're ready for some proper hard ranking now.
Yeah, I agree. So this week we have TV cartoon villains. We're not taking villains from movies, specifically TV, because the villain genre is huge. Mm. I mean, Marvel alone, you wouldn't necessarily be able to comfortably rank your top five. So I think we're focusing in on TV cartoons. Again, this is probably going to be for other people who are in the area of 46. For those who don't know, Squirrel and I are 6 weeks apart, both 46, have very similar frames of reference, which is why we find ourselves so funny in this sort of situation. If you are in your mid-30s, a lot of this might go well over your head, and hopefully all of the eyebrow talk will be sufficient to engage you for the entirety of the show.
Who can resist some quality eyebrow chat, my friend?
Nobody. In my experience, nobody can. Why don't you talk us through the purpose of the podcast?
All right, yeah. So this is Top 5 Face-Off. We are the official world ranking of everything, and we get to say that because Hurst and I will choose our five favourite things in any given category, which you choose for us, don't forget. And you get to vote by going to top5faceoff.co.uk and choosing which of us you think is correct. So if this is your first time listening and you've come back to start from the beginning, don't do that. Go to the end and listen to the latest one so you get to go and vote on what's going on right now.
So to decide who's going first, we turn to the Coin of Destiny. It's a typical coin with heads and tails. Heads for Hurst. Squirrels have tails, so that's how that works.
Yes, indeed.
Flip the coin, another classic visual gag.
Here we go. It's heads first.
So I'm going to start off with perhaps the most terrifying of all of the 80s cartoons, the raccoons. In number five, I have Cyril Sneer. He was an aardvark, I believe. He was pink. He smoked a cigar and he had evil eyes. And frankly, he was, before it was even really popular, he was hell-bent on mass deforestation. He hated children, abusive father, hated life. He was just, and he looked evil as well. He was frightening for young children. And I'm not going to go into too much detail because I've got four others that I need to go into more detail. But for five, I've got Cyril Sneer off of The Raccoons.
Excellent start. Excellent start. Cool. My number five is from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
Or Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, as it was called in the UK when it was broadcast in the late 80s. Shredder, obviously Shredder. Shredder is the ninja master of the Foot Clan. He is the turtles' most fearsome foe. And it doesn't matter if it's the comics, the cartoon, or the movies. It's always Shredder. Shredder's always the bad guy. And He's a proper badass. He can take all four turtles on, which is no mean feat, because obviously we know the turtles are quite skilled fighters. And he's coming, I mean, you talked about Cyril Snare being into deforestation before it was cool. All Shredder really cared about was that the guy that used to own Splinter killed his brother. And that was enough for Shredder to decide that he was going to devote every damn second he had learning to be a ninja just so he could beat up a rat. Don't think about it too much. It's a cartoon about turtles who are ninjas. So there we are.
But he did have four turtles defending the rat. So
he did.
Makes more sense if you put it in that kind of context.
Should have just wiped the floor with them most of the time and then got beaten up by the rat. But here's a fun fact. Do you know who did his voice?
I don't.
It was Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Get out.
It was James Avery, who voiced R.I.P., of course. Uncle Phil is no longer with us. For those of you at home, I'll put in a clip of Shredder talking right now.
At last, my army of foot soldiers will be mine to command again! Don't just stand there, you mutant morons! We must hurry!
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And it's Uncle Phil.
He's really kind of strangled his voice a bit to get that.
Yeah.
It's not the booming Phil, but you can hear it. That is a great fact. You should maybe have saved that fact for the fact or estimated fact portion of the show that will be coming up.
It's fine. I'll drop in facts whenever we need them. So, yeah, number five for me was Shredder.
Good choice. Right, let's go to my number four. My number four is from the TV show Mask Crusaders. It is Miles Mayhem. Oh. His affiliation, his villainous empire was called Venom, which is an acronym for Vicious Evil Network of Mayhem. I mean, talk about setting your stall out.
As names go, it's a bit like Death Star in that respect. Like, you're the baddies immediately. Yeah,
like, you're absolutely right. But I admire that. I think in a villain who's hiding in the background, like in Harry Potter, Voldemort hides in the background for a while, yes, doing his evil work. But it was Miles Mayhem's like, right, here's my company. It's the Vicious Evil Network of Mayhem. I'm not going to tell you what we do. So fantastic stuff. His occupation was basically criminal, terrorist, arms dealer. Just solid work from Miles Mayhem and all of his cronies at Venom.
Excellent. My number four, after all your talk of watching cartoons from the 80s, my number four is from a cartoon that started in 2013. It's from Rick and Morty, and it is Evil Morty from Rick and Morty. Have you seen Rick and Morty, Hurst?
I have not.
All right. A, fix that. It's great. You've got Rick, who is the smartest man in the universe, and his grandson, Morty, who he takes on adventures with him because he uses him as, I don't know, a human shield or as a bargaining chip or just to carry things that he doesn't want to deal with.
I love it already.
There's all sorts of multiverse stuff going on. So Rick and Morty, there are many, many Ricks and many, many Mortys. And there's a citadel of Ricks where all the Ricks live and they keep the Mortys with them. And in terms of the class system, the Mortys are right at the bottom. They perform menial jobs or they just entertain the Ricks by being dumb and they get shot. They go on adventures and they get shot at. They go to school to learn how to save Ricks from being killed and do what they're told and stuff like that. Evil Morty is not that. Evil Morty is smart for whatever reason. All the Mortys are somewhat different. Some of them are pretty much the same. Some of them are hammers with a face, you know, so that's the sort of kind of multiverse shenanigans we're getting into. But Evil Morty was smart and he started an uprising on the Citadel of Ricks and he ran for president. I'm not going to say too much because of spoilers, but it was just such a kind of double-take moment when you realised what was going on and that the Morty hadn't done all this stuff by luck because he'd been planning it all along. It was great. He has an excellent theme song. He has an eye patch and all-around excellent evil doing, frankly. So that is Evil Morty from Rick and Morty.
Excellent stuff.
Mm.
Right, so to number three. This is another 80s children's cartoon, which was called Dungeons and Dragons. It was about a group of kids who went on a ride at a fairground, and as they went around on it, something went down, and they ended up in some foreign, strange Dungeons and Dragons land. Now, there were various people in there. They had their guide, the Dungeon Master, who was like that guy, Inconceivable, off of Princess Bride, also in Young Sheldon. And they also had two villains. Tiamat, the three-headed dragon, was terrifying, but Tiamat had five heads. Anyway, big scary dragon, but even that wasn't as scary as Venger. That was kind of, humanoid, but just with this horrific visage and like a wing with a claw on it. And basically, he had vast dark magical powers, including necromancy, shapeshifting, and command over a horde of orcs. So straight away, this is senior level, major or above in terms of the bad guy ranks. And on top of that, he tried to kill children. So that is a deep step into evil, from basic evil into like true evil. More than that, he was terrifying to look at. Sounded terrifying. Everything about him was nightmarish, but what a great villain to have on at like 4:30 in the afternoon after you got home from school. So fantastic work, Venger. That's my number three.
Excellent. Quality choice. My number three doesn't take much introduction. My number three is Skeletor from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. This is going to be quick because it's simple. Skeletor is camp. Skeletor is brilliant. He just wants to be powerful, so he decides the best way to do that is to be evil. So he's evil. He knows it's bad. He doesn't care. He just wants power. And he's a wizard with a skull for a face, and he lives on a mountain made of snakes. What more do you want? Number three, Skeletor.
Just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So for me, number two, I've got Megatron from Transformers. Classic tyrant, no real job, just dedicated to taking over his home planet of Cybertron and, of course, the rest of the known universe. I like to think that he is the poster that a child Thanos had on the wall of that whole, want the whole universe, gonna take the whole universe, gonna travel around, just fucking shit up, like go to Earth because weaklings and all that. But Megatron can literally turn himself into a telescopic laser cannon. His evil is pure, focused, and completely devoid of empathy. All hail Megatron.
Excellent shout. Focused like a laser, of course. Good work, Megatron. Again, we're shifting away from the 80s. My number two is from a cartoon called Adventure Time, which I don't know if you've seen or heard of.
It rings a bell.
Very good. Highly recommend. It's very, very popular and very, very good. My number two is a villain from Adventure Time. Honourable mention to the Lich from Adventure Time, who is proper terrifying for a kid's show, but it's not that. I've chosen Ice King. Let me tell you about Ice King Hearst. Ice King is your show's classic comedy villain. All he wants to do is get laid. Like any self-respecting incel, he's not going to settle, so he specifically wants to bag himself a princess, a literal princess. And he keeps kidnapping princesses with his magic powers. He's got this crown that gives him magic powers. And he kidnaps princesses, and Finn and Jake, the heroes of the show, Jake the dog and Finn the human, have to stop him and get the princesses back. Brilliant. He's legitimately funny. He has quality one-liners, especially about being pathetic and lonely, and it's great. And toward the end of season four, you get an episode called I Remember You, and it's way back in the past before the war that created the land of Ooh. This will make sense if you've seen Adventure Time. And it's about some guy called Simon who's bumbling about, and he's a historian, an art historian, and he falls in love with, spoiler, and he finds in his art collection a magic crown, and you're like, oh, hang on, I know that crown. And you find out why the Ice King is evil and why he put on the magic crown in the first place. And it's fucking tragic and it's heartbreaking. And this is a kid's show and it's one of the best episodes of the whole thing. And I loved it. And that is why he's my number two choice, Ice King from Adventure Time.
That was an emotional response. I really felt your
connection. It just punches you in the soul.
Blimey. I might have to look that up. So Adventure Time and Rick and Morty, these are things to add to my list of things to watch. So that brings us down. We're at number one. So before going to number one, we like to announce who we think our worst cartoon TV villain is. Worst comes just before first in our countdown. So
First the worst, second the best, as the rhyme famously goes.
No, first the best, second the worst. No, fifth the worst, sixth the best.
I think I've broken Hearst. Oh, I see what you're doing. All right, yes. Good. Who's the worst, Hearst?
This one, there are a few contenders, but I went with Dick Dastardly. Cool name, but that's really where his evil peaked. His crimes are basically just malfeasances. Chasing pigeons and cheating at a niche motorsport.
For no discernible reason.
Yeah, and even his dog didn't respect him. So how can you work up any kind of fear or dread for Dick Dastardly? So that's my worst.
He had a legitimately good evil moustache, though, I feel. Like, proper...
Oh, yeah, he had a good look.
He looked the part, evil, yeah.
And he had a great name for it, but it just wasn't enough. There was no substance.
I absolutely cannot disagree with that. My worst is the hooded claw from Inspector Gadget. There was nothing of him. He doesn't want anything. He was just there, and he's got no overall plan. You never know what he wants to achieve. You never even see what he looks like, which perhaps could have been a good hook, but just wasn't. It didn't go anywhere. And he had a cat. And that's in the old one. In the 2015 show, he's even worse. He's just a fucking bumbling idiot. He's like a mirror version of Gadget. And you just don't know why he's doing what he's doing. He's a MacGuffin bad guy, and it's rubbish. Fucking hooded claw, do one.
Yeah, I'm just going to quickly point out that he did have a plan. It was to always get Gadget next time.
Yes, right? So maybe he should have said, I'll get you this time, Gadget, and then you would have been more successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's too stupid. Quiet. That's why he's worst.
It was a faulty strategy, wasn't it, really? I'll get you next time, Gadget. It's like, of course you will, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Heard it all
gonna,
before,
I'm
yeah.
going to do this whole plan. I think that's fair enough. It's not going to succeed, but I know that, and I'll get you next time.
Yeah, but he did have a powerful, punchy metal fist, and he had a cool voice. So, you know, he had something going on.
I think that's all he had. You didn't see anything else, did you? Just the metal fist, which he only ever used to stroke his cat.
Just like a skinny little Malcolm sitting there with a massive claw. He didn't want you to see the rest of him because he wasn't intimidating.
Apologise to any Malcolms that may be listening, but apparently you're all skinny and small now.
Why am I thinking of Malcolm? Maybe I'm thinking Malcolm in the Middle. He was like a little dweeby guy, wasn't he? No offence to that guy whose name eludes me.
Frankie...
Munitz?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. Apologies, Malcolms. It was just the first... kind of nerd name that came into my head.
Oh, God, now you've called them all nerds. Not only are they small and skinny, they're all nerds now as well. Who's first, Hurst?
So, rankers, number one for me, the all-time best TV cartoon villain, I had Skeletor at number one.
A fine choice.
The skull-faced, blue-skinned sorcerer, singularly focused on discovering the secrets of Castle Grayskull, which he believes will allow him to conquer the planet of Eternia, then become the master of the universe. It's just such an admirable goal for a supervillain. And it does put him in that same bracket as Megatron, universe control. So for me, when weighing up the data between the two of them, the tiebreaker is Evil Lyn, his piece. He's dating an openly evil woman. Where Megatron has this kind of dysfunctional relationship with Starscream, Skeletor and Evil Lyn are solid and working towards a shared goal of evil. And top quality henchmen as well, the likes of, you know, Ram Man.
He was the one we... He's just got the little head, right? Or the big square head with the headbutt face.
His goal is that he could run at stuff and headbutt them pretty hard. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. And yeah, what a genius that guy was. He had a purple panther as well. I just think that for me, Skeletor, whilst perhaps not as scary as someone like Venger or even Megatron, just had all the right moves. He was focused and, yeah, brilliantly camp as well, showing that not all campness should be taken as kindness. Yay, Skeletor.
Do you have a fact and an estimated fact for me about Skeletor or Masters of the Universe?
You want those now? Yeah, I can give you that.
Yeah, hit him.
So, one of the following is a fact. The other is an estimated fact. Skeletor made an appearance alongside He-Man in the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie.
Ooh.
The second, in an interview with Mark Taylor, the creator of He-Man, he said that he envisioned Eternia as a neighboring planet of Krypton from the DC Comics Superman.
Oh, excellent. I don't know for a fact. I don't know which fact is a fact for a fact, Hurst. So I'm going to have to give it my guess here. I'm going to say it wasn't Rescue Rangers because Rescue Rangers had a pair of boobs in. That's what I remember being in Rescue Rangers that everyone got up in arms about, not Skeletor and He-Man. So I'm going to say it was the second one and that Eternia coexists in the same universe as Krypton. What is correct?
The actual fact is Skeletor made an appearance alongside He-Man in the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie.
Oh,
yay!
Brilliant. Was it just like a poster, or was it...
No, I actually looked at it on YouTube. It was like little hints of them, like their boots and like seeing them at a panel. And they were, it was definitely a cameo. They weren't in it, but they,
oh, that's
were,
cool.
They were there. So there we go. Fantastic. Let's hear your number one then, Squirrel.
Yeah, so my number one has also already been mentioned. It is from Dungeons and Dragons. I've gone with Venger as well. Possibly because of how much I loved the show when I was a kid, because I was such a nerdy Malcolm. But just his name is just fucking dope, right? Venger, right? Like, he's got the coolest name on this list so far, I reckon. And he just straight up wanted to kill children, just like you said. Like, when he got near them, there weren't elaborate traps and he didn't start monologuing. He just went for the fucking kill. Like, he was in there. He was ready. What did he want to do? He wanted to kill Tiamat, didn't he? He wanted to have their weapons so he could kill the massive five-headed dragon. Honorable mention for Tiamat as well. Like, excellent baddie. But yeah, Venger, he looked cool, like you said. He rode a dope black horse called a Nightmare. Excellent name, which could fly, it could breathe fire. Like, what more do you want?
Yeah.
Voiced by Peter Cullen, a very famous voice actor from the, well, from all time. He did Optimus Prime in the Transformers cartoons. Loads of creature noises. He was very good at creatures. He did the Predator from the Predator movies and Gizmo from Gremlins. He was properly multi-talented dude, Peter Cullen, and he sounds amazing. But yeah, and for all the other reasons you said, love Venger. Love the fact that he just wanted to kill him. Excellent stuff. Are you ready for your fact and your estimated fact about the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon?
I'm so ready.
Okay, cool. A fact. The Dungeon Master would refer to each character by their class name, like Bobby the he would call Bobby Barbarian, or he would call Presto Wizard, right? Except for Sheila. Sheila was a thief, and thieves were bad in the olden days of cartooning, so he never called her thief. Except for the intro, he always just called her Sheila. So that's fact number one. Fact number two, when the series was eventually released on DVD, Horny Malcolms discovered that they could freeze frame it, and when Sheila the thief became invisible, you could see her nips sometimes for like one frame or two.
I think it's the first one. I think you're right. I'm trying to think back to he would call them like the Barbarian and that. I think, he probably didn't call her the thief. He probably just called her Sheila. I'm going to go with that as my fact. Tell me.
As far as I know, it never even came out on DVD, mate. You're entirely correct. That is the fact. There were no nip slips in, well, there maybe were, but none that I know about in Dungeons & Dragons.
Phew. Okay, good. That's good. I feel very pleased with myself for my outstanding guesswork. So having concluded our top five list, there were a lot to choose from, and I think it's time for some honourable mentions, perhaps on both sides of it, on the who was in the running for the worst, who was in the running for the top five. So for the ones who just missed out for me on the top five, Mumra, the Ever-Living.
Mm. I was very surprised that neither of us said Mumra. Yeah. Epic baddie.
Yeah, absolutely. So from the Thundercats, Mumra. Sideshow Bob off of The Simpsons. Again, another child murderer and brilliantly voiced by the outstanding Kelsey Grammer.
Good one.
And Bluto, who was just into kidnapping women. It's like, if you won't love me, I will steal you. Bluto was a good bad guy. He had the look. He just had the actions, but wasn't really quite evil enough to make the list. What about you for near top five?
Excellent honourable mentions. Very similar. Definitely Mumra. I was trying to find a way to get Mumra onto my list, and I just couldn't take any of the ones that I already had on there. So close to being on my list. Yeah, I had Sideshow Bob. Again, excellent child murdering. And yeah, Frasier did an excellent job of voicing him. Did you know that when Sideshow Bob's brother was on The Simpsons, it was voiced by Niles?
Fantastic. Love that. David Hyde Pierce.
Absolutely brilliant.
That's great. I need to find that.
Tiamat, we've talked about the Lich from Adventure Time I mentioned quickly. Plankton from SpongeBob SquarePants comedy. There's some good ones to choose from, the Powerpuff Girls and things like that. And I thought about going a bit off-piste and throwing in BoJack Horseman's and the villain being depression and addiction. Oof. But I figured that was probably outside of...
A bit deep for us.
Yeah, maybe. But outside of the scope of the task, as it were. So, yeah, some many, many to choose from.
No, that's great stuff.
But I like both of our lists.
Yeah, and my ones that almost made the worst that I had to really consider, I had the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It's a giant marshmallow. That is not scary. Like, even in the film, I was like, what's happening here? They're going to blow it up and there's going to be marshmallow everywhere. Brilliant. Just get your fires out, guys, and make some s'mores.
Yeah.
Not scary. And
famously very flammable.
Yeah. And Krang as well off of the turtles. It's basically just a brain with a people suit, and he couldn't even use that properly. So just get out of it, Krang.
In fairness, mate, aren't we all brains with a people suit?
I mean, I suppose, yeah. And I don't consider myself to be especially scary. His brain was in the stomach of the people suit, and he used his brain tentacles to control it, like arms. I don't think my brain's using brain arms to control my body. I mean, it might be. Evidence suggests it's not, though.
Cool. Yeah, my near miss is worse, dastardly, like you. And yeah, that was it, really. It was picking my worst printed day. It was always going to be the hoodie claw. I never liked it. I thought it was rubbish.
Bad stuff.
Never really liked it. It's a bit of gadget.
Not fantastic. Important. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but which of us is correct?
Who knows?
We don't get to choose that. Our listeners get to choose that. That's you, you very clever, honourable people.
So you can decide which of us is right by going to the website, which is Top 5 Face Off. That's 5 the word, not the number. Top5faceoff.co.uk.
That's right. Go to the website, click on the episode, and vote for who you think was correct. Whoever gets the most votes before the next episode come out will have their choices entered into the official all-time world rankings. Simple.
If you do feel that what we're doing is super valuable and you want to throw that internet money our way, you can go on our Patreon and get some bonus bits. I know it's a big ask, but a pound a month will help us to really start drilling for internet money.
It's true. And by joining the pound a month tier, you get to choose what goes on the wheel of decision. And that is a big deal. You can choose things that can go on the wheel that we spin to choose what we're doing next episode. If you want to help us out but don't have any money to spare, you can leave us a review on the podcast platform you're currently using, or just tell a friend about us. That really helps too. If you want to get in touch with us, we're Top 5 Face Off on Twitter and Facebook. And if you want to send an email, hello@top5faceoff.co.uk. Speaking of which, Hurst, it's time to spin the wheel. Hurst, can you see the wheel of decision?
Oh, that's outstanding. I can see the wheel of decision. Oh, wow.
I'm going to spin it. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay. Spin that wheel. Spin, spin, sugar.
It's going to be Star Wars characters.
Top 5 Star Wars characters. Right, okay, that's it. Top 5 Star Wars characters.
Next episode.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of characters, but there aren't really that many in contention.
No, I was going to say, this is basically the who's going to get to talk about Darth Vader at number one first.
Yeah.
Because honestly, who else is
that? No, it's true.
But you never know. Well, thank you very much for joining us for another exciting episode of Top 5 Face Off.
And when you say another, you mean secretly the first.
Well, not so secretly. Technically the first, secretly the second.
Technically the first, secretly the second. Yeah, thanks for joining us for our technically first episode. All right, let's go.
Don't forget to rewind this podcast for the next person that wants to listen, and we'll be back at around the same time next week. Have a good one.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Top 5 Face Off is presented by Matt Hurst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Off.
What was a good nerd name? Quickly, we'll beep it in.
I don't know.
You nerds sure showed me.
Anyone.
All right. See, just a skinny little enter generic nerd with a big claw and a cool voice or a voice changer.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the hooded claw. I forgot.
The hooded claw. So the worst, yes.
He's a proper badass. He can take all four turtles on hand-to-hand at the same time. And that, you know, take some doing, because the turtles, as we know, are teenage ninja fuck.
Teenage ninja fuck. I'm trying to do
Teenage all ninja them. Fuck. I'd like to see the audio description on that movie.
Well, hello, List fans. Let's try that again without an
God, you know, he made me spit Pepsi Max everywhere. Thanks for that. Hello.
Right. Good afternoon, List fans. Today we are going to be doing the list of shitting hell.
I have a hard stop at 5, just to let you know.
Good afternoon, rankers. Today we're going to begin with...
No, that was brilliant. I'm sorry, that was my fault. It's so good. It's such a good name.
Right, okay. I suppose I should probably start stretching off. Or are we going to throw in some music or something just to build suspense? Or no, okay. I'll press on
that. I mean, I won't do it live. If I'm going to do it, I'll do it in the fucking edit. I'm not going to turn it out to my keyboard.
All right, let's quickly pause just in case.
Possibly because of just how much I loved that show as a kid, because I was such a nerdy Malcolm, I guess. But just his name is dope. Fucking keeping it in. I don't care. That's it now. All Malcolms are nerds. Canonical.
Sorry, Mal.
Sorry, Mal. Like, the only Malc we know is fucking huge.
Yeah, I know. It's like 6 foot. Something and like broad and hard looking, but yeah. But I'm sorry, Malcolm, you're now officially an ed.
Excellent. So there are our lists. Go to the website www.top5faceoff.co.uk. That's the number 5. No, it fucking isn't. Why do I keep getting that wrong? All our rankers can go to top5faceoff.co.uk. That's the number. Fucking hell! It is the word 5. Why do I even say it? It doesn't fucking matter. Jesus Christ. It's 4 times. There you are. We're perfect here.
Here we are. Pretty fucking perfect. Top 5 Face Off.